So what will the 9,000 and growing insurance claims out of the Auckland mess do for the building supply industry? Demand, of course, if we were following it, was heading back towards some sort of normal late last year. We've still got labour issues, of course. So is a weather emergency going to stretch the building sector? Chairperson of the Combined Building Suppliers Co-op, Carl Taylor's with us on this. Carl, morning to you.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Well, thank you. What's your sense of it?
Well, I mean, if there's anything we learnt from the Christchurch earthquakes is, you know, with that labour shortage, is you've got to document everything. And a lot of the our shareholders are concerned that, let's just say there's 100 or 1,000 houses that need to be rebuilt or whatever it might be, is it going to cause constraints on our already stretched industry, particularly with gyp supply? So there is genuine concern as to what this might mean for us all, that's for sure.
What's a bigger problem, the supply of materials or the supply of labour?
Well, I think you've got both. We've got a shortage of not only builders and tradies, but we've also got quite a large shortage of those professional bodies like the engineers and the geotech guys. So It's a shortage of everyone. And what I say to the people of Auckland, like I said before, is document everything and don't take for granted what the insurance company tells you. Just get it done yourself.
Yeah, that's a very good piece of advice. So how do you see this unfolding? Because people, of course, when half your backyard's gone, you want it fixed tomorrow, but it's hard to get somebody to do it. Is it going to be realistically a problem?
Absolutely. Again, if we cast back to the Christchurch earthquake, everyone rushed in to get their emergency repairs done, and so they should. But, you know, we've still got homeowners fighting with their insurance companies 10 years later. And that's the last thing you don't want to happen.
Would you like to think that we've learnt out of Christchurch and Auckland will be smoother?
No, absolutely not. We don't learn from these disasters, unfortunately. but hopefully, we do a slightly better job than last time.
Let's hope so. Carl, appreciate it very much. Carl Taylor, the chairperson of the Combined Building Suppliers Co-op. It's exactly what I said at the start of the program. For all of the people who are angry at Wayne Brown and the council and emergency management and civil defence and the Met Service and Waka Kotahi, and all, I mean, what were you expecting?